Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Burt, founder and CEO of East Imperial. That's EISB ticker. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you, Justin.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I prefer to be where you are, I think, right now than where I am. It's cold and wet here, and I assume it's quite sunny there, is it?
It is sunny here, but we're living in like a hermit kingdom. We can't travel anywhere, or we can travel, but we can't come back. So I'm not sure you really want to be here. So, We won't go into COVID or stay away from COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, you announced you signed a U.S. distribution agreement with the Republic National Distributing Company, one of the largest distributors in the U.S., operating across 37 states. We'll dig into that in a bit, Tony, and some other questions about the business. Before we do, as always, for people not familiar with East Imperial, just give us a brief summary, if you could, Tony.
Yes, of course. East Imperial is a premium beverage company. We started in New Zealand in 2013. We're now established throughout the Asia Pacific. The US, as you mentioned, we'll come on to that a little bit later, and also pockets in Europe. We create world-leading, all-natural mixes and beverages, naturally low in sugar, multiple formats, and that means 150ml bottles, 500ml bottles, can format. And more importantly, we've found that a lot of the world's leading hotels, restaurants, and bars.
Excellent stuff. So we're just slipping into the third week of 2022, and already you signed a decent distribution deal here. But let's look back at 2021, if you could. How was it for you, Tony?
Oh, when I said I didn't want to talk about COVID, but, you know, it's pretty hard not to talk about COVID, particularly, and I guess any industry, but particularly ones that are closely aligned to hospitality. But despite COVID, you know, we've made some great progress. Obviously, we listed the business in July. And so there was a lot of effort and work gone into the first half year to get us to that point. But since that, we've made some great progress. We've announced a number of significant new supply agreements. And obviously the latest one is the one that we released yesterday in the US. So we're really pleased with that. You know, our strategy was always to come out and to go wider and further in the market. And, you know, we've been doing that, and we're continuing to work on new distribution agreements as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you came back to the market last week, completed a small fundraise. Can you say why you needed to do that and what you're going to use the money for?
Yeah, of course. Well, there's a couple of reasons, really. We had investor demand, which we really couldn't satisfy in the open market, to be honest with you. And, that obviously, when you kind of see the announcement that we made yesterday, we knew that was coming down the pipeline in terms of a large announcement around US distribution. And, you know, we thought it was a good time to come to the market, to get a bit more money, to arm ourselves, to realize that opportunity in the US. I think more importantly, though, we were starting to see interest from institutions in the UK, which we thought was hugely encouraging, and then wanted to take a larger position within the business. And again, you know, that was another reason that we thought it was a good time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and talking about this partnership in the distribution partnership agreement in the US, RNDC, can you say more about that and your plans for the US?
Yes, of course. Well, RNDC are the second largest distributor, alcohol and wine distributor in the US. So, you know, they're significant size. As you mentioned earlier, 37 states they cover. We've been working with RNDC for a few years now in California. And that was our very first market we went into the US. But since, you know, over the last couple of years, we've had a little bit of, I would say, like a hodgepodge or different kind of distributors in different states working for us. And so we thought it was a really good time once we listed to kind of get around a table or around the Zoom call, as the case may be, and start negotiating and trying to really secure a wider distribution deal with one distributor. And obviously R&DC were top of the list for us. So that's been worked on now for a number of months. And yeah, and so our plan is now is to, as we mentioned, is to go into 8 states now as a phase one. And that starts on March the 1st. And so again, as you know, we've gone out to the market, raised a little bit of money. You know, we made an announcement late last year that we've hired a new head of sales for Mark Zongetti in the US. And now Mark will be charged with starting to build out his team in those states now to really start realizing that opportunity.
Yeah, well, really exciting market to be entering. And what about the rest of the world? What's your plans for 2022, Tony?
Well, you know, Asia Pacific, that's where we're from, that's where we're based, and that's always been our kind of cornerstone market. Asia Pacific will continue to grow. We had a very strong year in this region last year, and that's even despite the restrictions in markets like Singapore, Australia, and New Zealand. We've still seen very strong growth. We'll continue to keep building out. As I said earlier, you know, we announced end of last year a new distribution deal in Singapore. And the potential for that deal then to take us further into Indochina. We have another couple of other things we're working on in that region. So we'll continue to just keep building our footprint out in Asia Pacific, or as we like to call it, it is really our backyard. And at the same time, strategically, as we've always said, you know, the US is a massive opportunity for us. And with this distribution deal now announced, we'll go after that really hard this year as well.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, so as you know, on the front page of Vox there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons. So if you could, if people are listening to this, like the sound of the story here, but are not yet following you, give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add East Imperial to their watch list, please.
Of course. Well, I think first and foremost, Asia makes up, you know, 60% of the world's population. There is no clear leader in this region for premium mixers, and premiumization, as we like to call it, is swooping throughout this region, you know, and so we've got a really good foothold in this market, and we, as I said earlier, are going to continue to build on that. Secondly, is this, you know, this very large market opportunity in the US. You know, we know our major competitors is really focused on that region as well, but there is a lot of room in that market for other players. And premiumization, as we know, in the US is really starting to take hold now. And again, you know, this R&DC announcement is really, really very exciting for us. And I think probably third is really our team is pivotal to our success. You know, we've got a very, very strong team that we've built over the last few years, and we continue to build that with hires like Mark, who are leaders in their areas, and you know, we're going to continue to build up that world leading team as well, which is going to help us deliver this year.
Excellent stuff, Tony. Good to chat to you, and like I say, keeping busy, expanding everywhere. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.